ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina, champions of the world, and the nation will tango all night long.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous. Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport, it's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
It's a very good evening, Zimbabwe. Top Hit Tuesday here on ZFM Sport. Welcome to it. And the team is here. Mike Madoda, our producer, Sean Tafirinyika. My name is Barry Manandi. Now, some Highlanders fans are rallying behind The Undertaker, Benjani Mwaruwari, backing him to succeed under his performance-based contract at the club.
Thank you.
All right, and in our Formula One report, is proudly brought to you by Zamoco. This and every Tuesday, world champions McLaren have revealed 2026 car.
I think it looks great. Obviously, a bit more papaya this year, especially at the front, which is nice. But you know, obviously, keeping with a very similar livery to what's been successful.
And in our beautiful game, interim Manchester United manager Michael Carrick says his side has a lot to fight for ahead of the West Ham clash.
And yeah, for sure. You know, teams towards the bottom of the league are really fighting for things. So, but so are we, and we've got a lot to fight for. So it's you know, you like to think that balances out in some ways, and it's who can come out on top at the end of it. But sure, we're totally aware of what we're going into on Tuesday night and how difficult it'll be.
The voice of Michael Carrick there. The team has a lot to fight for, but in truth, he also has a lot to fight for because he's fighting to keep the job, surely.
Absolutely. I mean, after the start that he's enjoyed, I'm sure he'll have designs for the job. I just wonder whether it was communicated to him that, look, you're coming in on an interim basis. We have begun the search for who is going to be the substantive manager of Manchester United. So if that has already been communicated, then obviously he's not just fighting to impress the Manchester United hierarchy. He's also fighting to impress the market.
Yeah.
To say, hey,
yeah,
guys, look, I am not just a championship manager. Mm-hmm. I'm not just a small club manager like Middlesbrough. I'm also a guy who can cut it at the top with a club at the very top, with a club with expectations.
100%. And those are the clubs who will be looking at him, licking their chops and saying, well, he can do a job right here. 0772-168-045 is our WhatsApp number right here in the studio.
From Rufaro to Barberfield, Mandava to Nyamunga, all the perfect moments in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League come together on ZFM Sport.
Alright, let's talk about that news. After hearing a fade by Alesso and Pendulum, our Top Hit Tuesday power play. Now, new Highlanders coach Benjani Mwaruwari, he stepped into the hot seat under a results-driven contract that leaves a little room for a slow start. He's been tasked with reaching a specific points target within the first five matches. Should he fall short by match day five, the evaluation window will be extended to 10 games, offering him an opportunity to steady the ship and turn the campaign around. Now, some Highlanders fans are also pleased with the new team bus and are rallying behind Benjani, backing him to succeed.
Thank you, thank you.
Siyabonga, siyabonga.
Sivayo, siyabonga.
Ukunela into senzele yona. Ukusinikeza ibhasi. Ehe. Ukusithathela ucoach wethu o representa imnyoro yethu.
Ehe. Sezimnyoro supporters vele sihappy ukuthi umwari wari.
Happy impela ibhasi sibonile yokusofotofo. Sesinje ukubona yena umaro waro.
Ehe.
Ukuthi wethu tuzasenzelani.
Wawo mnyoro kona apa.
Tuzasenzelani badai.
Okusalayo semthembile esokusela ukuthi sizwe ukuthi Nyoro supporters go and see Victor.
Yes, thola wena lama GTC.
Siyabona Victor lathi ke Nyoro supporters okuma khona imwari wami.
Hayi.
See some very, very good vibes there.
Yeah,
they're enjoying themselves, having a royal time.
Look, Barry, I think, you know, I've heard a fair bit of criticism from the traditionalists around, say, Wiknor Chivayo's contribution and his participation at Highlanders Football Club. But one thing that you can't doubt is he's brought that feel-good factor back to Highlanders. Mm. He's brought the good vibes back to Highlanders. Why? Because he's managed to cultivate an air of expectancy.
Yes.
We might not agree with a lot of things about Wicknell, but you can't deny the fact that Highlanders go into this season better placed for the start of a league campaign than they were last season. Yeah. Last season, they went with a cloud hanging over their heads, with no preseason, no money, an old rickety team bus. And this season, they've got one of the best buses in the league, if not the best bus.
Yeah.
And that, you know, small things like that give players confidence. Mm. They give players belief.
Yeah.
You know, when they're stepping off the team bus and they're looking across and they're seeing Scotland, they're saying that we are the equal of you.
Yeah, yeah,
they're saying we're the equal of you. We can go toe-to-toe with you because we're just as resourced as you are. And then secondly, obviously, the money that he's contributed to the club is going to go a long way into making sure that they at least get a few decent signings over the line before the start of the season to make sure that they bolster that squad and make sure that they put players around the likes of Andrew Mbeba who will be able to see Highlanders have a better campaign than they did last season, where they were flirting perilously close with relegation, for the better part of the second half of the season.
100%. I'm glad you talk about players because you'll recall that this time last season they were under a transfer ban. They weren't able to sign players. They had what they had. Kelvin Kayindo had to stitch a team together and it didn't really come together for them. So a very different vibe around the club, most definitely. Benjani himself has signed a performance-based contract, which, listen, it's not out of the realms of possibility within football. It's a commonplace thing whereby you agree to certain milestones. He's agreed to them, first five games and then ultimately the next five. It's a high-risk manoeuvre for him, given that he's getting into this new role. But he must be fairly confident with what he can produce with Highlanders.
Well, Barry, it's a high-risk manoeuvre of Highlanders as well.
Mm.
So we need to take a look at this in this way. We need to be able to separate Benjani, the player, the legend, and Benjani, the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Benjani, the coach, is a greenhorn.
Yeah.
Benjani, the coach, is unproven.
Agreed.
Benjani, the coach, had a mediocre outing at Ingezi Platinum Stars. Mm. So there are many who still look at Benjani and feel that he's lucky to actually be in a high-profile job such as this one at Highlanders. But he's a coach who, by all accounts, does have potential. And perhaps the big accusation that was leveled at Ngezi Platinum Stars is that they didn't stick with him.
They didn't give
because this is a guy who was starting out, he was at the start of his journey, and he was trying to coach the club a certain way of playing and so forth. So he didn't get enough time. Now he's got to earn his keep, Barry, because he doesn't come in on the back of, let's say, a Norman Mapeza, who can say, look, I did this great work with FC Platinum. I won a title with Mono Motapa. I've been a phenomenal coach with the national team. He doesn't have that in his resume. He can't be like Tondirai Stanzandiraya, who's won back-to-back championships and managed to have a decent outing at Ngezi Platinum Stars as well. Even that tenure he had at Dynamos was, was not great, but it wasn't half bad.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have that. So in many ways, Barry, this performance-based contract is the right thing for a coach like Benjani Mwaruwari. Prove yourself that you can get the business done.
Right.
You've been given a full preseason. You've been backed by a very wealthy benefactor, which means that you don't have to worry about your wages, you don't have to worry about your winning bonuses. You've been told to go see Victor and pick a car worth all of 80 or 100 grand. And so that means, look, all you have to do is concentrate on the work.
Yeah.
Highlanders players are going to be paid. Mm-hmm. They are being resourced. And so for me, the environment is right at Highlanders.
Mm.
They've got a vibrant junior policy. Mm-hmm. It's also their centurion, their century year. This is where they celebrate 100 years. I mean, what an honor and a privilege to be the man at the helm of Borso at this time.
The 100th year. And when you celebrate your centenary, is it perhaps a little disappointing? And this has nothing to do with Benji. It's about the years that preceded this celebration. It's a little disappointing that we can't in reality talk about a title tilt. Listen, it may happen. Benjani may pull up trees and blow the lights out. But we can't, with all realism, talk about a title tilt for Highlanders. And it's disappointing that the years preceding this have got us here.
I think you'll have to be realistic with Highlanders and their expectations this season. For Highlanders, really, it should be about steadying the ship.
Yeah.
It should be about laying a solid foundation for growth and development later on.
Mm.
It's about, I think, infusing the youth, making sure that you're getting some young prospects into that team and sticking with them. Players like Mvelo Khoza, you've got to stick with them because he's not going to develop sitting on the bench. And yet we all agree that he's one of Zimbabwe's young, bright sparks.
Yes.
So give him time. Let him make mistakes. Prince Lovu, ETC. Get them valuable game time. And I think that should be the project for Benjani. I hope they haven't gone around in this performance-based contract and say, look, you have to go stride for stride with Scotland and stride for stride with the other teams. I think it has to be about rebuilding and just bringing back stability to Highlanders. And possibly by the end of the season, when the cup competitions come, the Chibuku Super Cup, and of course there's rumour of the biggest cup competition ever in Zimbabwe football history, the Zifa Cup, being launched in a couple of weeks' time. If that happens, then if he's been given enough time and support and asked to build a squad, then you can talk about having a tilt at one of the trophies, because you would have bedded in and you'd have stabilized the club. The other thing, Barry, that makes me doubt that the marching orders are for a title tilt is when I take a look at the signings at Highlanders. If that was the brief, then they would have been going out there to compete for the biggest, the brightest, and the best in our league. Yeah. So far, they're not.
They're not. And just talking about those new signings, Mgomeli Chuma, Tawanda Shenje, they're both from Wange, Roin Nyamono from Bikita Minerals, Rayton Chuma from Nast, Division 1 side, and then Pride Zendere from Chicken Inn. So those are signings. They don't leap off a page, but they could be quality players. It could be class.
Yeah.
But as you point out, it doesn't necessarily point to a team that's looking for silverware. They've got a game against Dynamos on Sunday. Gyros G. It's a charity game, but it's a preseason friendly, in inverted commas.
Yeah, let's see what Benjani is doing, because if he's a good coach, we'll begin to see his fingerprints all over the project, and we'll begin to see what is Benjani's style, how is Highlanders going to approach the season. And also, it's an early test against a Dynamo side that they play on match day 2 in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League, after they open, of course, against Bulawayo Chiefs. So it'll be very important that they are able to measure themselves against a Dynamo side who are sort of like in the same drawer as them.
As them, yes.
And see where they are. But I think they've got a very decent start to the season. If you take look at...
Yeah, I think it's so. Tough, eh?
Bulawayo Chiefs, I think that's sort of the start you want.
Yeah.
It's a side that's coming out of Division 1. And then you've got Dynamos.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, Highlanders has done very well against Dynamos in the last 5-6 years. They've dominated Dynamos home and away.
Yeah.
And so you want to play this Dynamos. If there's a Dynamos you want to play, it's the Dynamos that has been in existence for the last 18 months. That's a Dynamos you can beat.
Yeah.
And then they've got Moors at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so for me, those three games, if you can come out of those games with a couple of victories, I think that will set the tone for a decent season.
Then it starts getting sticky.
Yeah.
Because then you Simba Bora. FC Platinum and Scotland. Those next three will really, really...
It doesn't get much easier as well, because even after Scotland, Barry, they've got ZPC Kariba at home. Okay, that's decent enough. Then they've got Chicken Inn,
yes.
And then they've got Caps United.
Yeah.
And then they've got Herentals. Yeah. So it doesn't get easier. There are a lot of good sides in Castellaga Premier Soccer League this season.
They really are. And so we'll see how Highlanders is doing. You can be sure that we will give you the coverage that's coming out of Portsmouth.
All right, Barry. I've just received this message here, and it's someone who's actually ranking the buses, okay?
No, okay.
You can tell it's banter season. As here are the top five buses in Zimbabwe, focusing on football clubs. In fifth place, the Zimbabwe bus.
Okay.
Then in fourth, Dynamo's bus featured in the top 10 most impressive football buses in Zimbabwe, but specific details are not available. Does Dynamo's have a new bus?
Dynamo's
has got the Nyarazo bus.
It hasn't been confirmed.
Tonama bus, Aripo. Then number three, Scotland, a luxurious roadable aircraft team bus unveiled by the club, although details on its feature. I think Ibaba, then he's got Caps United at second.
And who's first?
Highlanders. Valued at 285 grand,
okay.
Equipped with luxurious amenities like a toilet.
So for one,
full leather interior, TV, Wi-Fi, reclining seats, and executive onboard facilities, which are all, of course, features on the Scotland bus.
On the Scotland bus, yes. I'll dispute your list on the basis that you haven't included Ngezi. You've included Dynamos, but Ngezi Platinum Stars is a luxury coach as well. That's
and FC
right
Platinum.
Up there, and FC Platinum. So I think Simba Bora might actually slip out of that top five.
Plug in. Stay plugged in with ZFM Stereo. Join our WhatsApp channel today. Exclusive vibes, behind the scenes, and giveaways straight to your phone.
Join the mighty Zambezian experience today to secure a spot in the ultimate adventure and stand a chance of winning your share of $10,000 in the team prize. Just buy any Zambezi Lager bottle or can. Find the code under the cap or ring pull, then dial 404# or WhatsApp the code to the following number, 0718-765-288. You could also grab exciting prizes like t-shirts, hats, cooler boxes, and camping chairs. This is more than just any promotion. It's the mighty Zambezian experience. Promotion ends on the 1st of March, 2026. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready for summer? Oh, yeah. We are too.
I got feeling it's getting hot in here.
How you feel right now? Oh. Even if it's raining, hey. I'm not complaining.
I listen to my radio. ZFM Stereo. The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
Right, let's give you a local sports news roundup before we go international with our Formula One report in cricket after Zimbabwe's crushing 8-wicket win over Oman yesterday in the opening Group B match of the ICC T20 World Cup. The Chevrons head coach Justin Sammons has set his sights firmly on guiding the team into the Super 8 stage. Zimbabwe face heavyweights Australia in their next group encounter, looking to pull off a sensational upset against the cricketing giants. In athletics news, Zimbabwe triple jumper Chengetai Mapaya has started the indoor season with a flying leap of 16.85 meters at the Oklahoma University Classic to set a new indoor world lead for the season. The jump sent Mapaya to number one in the world rankings and reignited hopes of a major deal medal in 2026. Hope he gets, of course, a major deal. With the likes of Nike as well. And then we wrap it up with football news, where Motherwell forward Tawanda Jethro Maswanise has vowed to maintain maintain his momentum after being named the Scottish League Player of the Month for the month of January, insisting the rising confidence inside the club must continue to drive standards higher. Mashanise believes the team's strong run of form is built on growing belief and togetherness within the camp.
Ready for summer? Oh yeah, we are too. I got feelings.
International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play. From sunny Melbourne to the streets of Monaco, the deserts of Bahrain to the jungles of Brazil, get up to speed on the Formula One Report. The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
Now, GWM, which stands for Great Wall Motors, is a global powerhouse in the automotive world. GWM has pushed automotive boundaries and is delivering quality in all its models. Under the GWM umbrella, you will find brands like Haval, Tank, P-Series and Aura. Why does this matter? Well, when you buy any GWM brand of vehicles, you get the backing of a company known for innovation and reliability.
Now, let's focus on GWM's Haval brand. Haval has established itself as a specialist brand in the SUV segment. Haval models offer the perfect blend of features that cater specifically to the needs and preferences of discerning SUV buyers. More specifically, the Haval Jolyon Pro has been turning heads and making a big statement in the SUV market. The Haval Jolyon Pro is an SUV statement that captures a sleek, modern design and eye-catching features that make it look like it's more from the future. Stay tuned to find out more.
All right, let's get into the Formula One news. Now, world champions McLaren have revealed the car livery they will race in when they defend Formula One's world titles in 2026. Launching the color scheme on the MCL40 in Bahrain on the eve of the preseason testing yesterday, Mark McLaren have deliberately stuck with the tried and tested livery formula for an otherwise all-change challenger for Formula One's revolutionary new regulation era. Let's hear from McLaren driver Oscar Piastri.
I think it looks great. Obviously, a bit more papaya this year, especially at the front, which is nice. But you know, obviously, keeping with a very similar livery to what's been successful for the last few years. So yeah, just a small tweak, but it's good to see that there's more papaya on there.
See. Orange is what I'll say. Papaya.
Give it a fancy name.
Yeah, fancy name. So there's a lot more papaya on the car.
Yeah.
Sounds like the fruit, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this is a constructor who has rediscovered its form from bygone days, and in truth we're very expectant, but in these new, with the rule changes, I don't know what to expect from anyone.
Yeah, well, let's take a look at the car, Barry. Apart from, of course, the color, yeah, which is eye catching.
Yeah.
And papaya or orange, not the favorite of many. I think they'll be finer-looking cars, with finer livery. But let's take a look at the structure of the car, the slim nose, the sculpted side pods, and a more compact body designed for agility and overtaking. So they've really worked on this car to make sure that it's sleeker and it's also faster. And they're widely expected to have produced the class-leading 2026 engine. And, of course, They are somewhat specialists in fast cars.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that they've developed over decades. And so they do have the skill for this, and they expect it to be even faster next season. And I think this firmly just places them as favorites going into next season. They're the team to beat. When we get to the first 2-3 races of the season, we'll all be taking a look at the orange cars. Where are they going to be? Number one in qualification, number two at the end of races to see if that's the car to beat.
Yeah, no, 100%. And listen, interesting to see how they do in this new era hybrid power where the Mercedes power unit, McLaren continues its long-term engine partnership. Now, in 2026, the rules are changed that now you have to have a 50-50 split between combustion and electric power, meaning that battery deployment and energy recovery now shape a race strategy more than ever. We saw it beginning to creep in this era where you'd have to then power up and gain that power. Now with 50-50, it's going to be very, very interesting. Pre-season testing began.
Pre-season sexing. It's after all, it's Valentine's on Saturday.
It's Valentine's Saturday. Pre-season testing. I said testing. Testing began today in Bahrain and will run until next Friday.
Right, let's give you more news, of course, of the Jolyon Pro, which is a tech-rich interior that creates a personal command center with a large touchscreen infotainment system and a digital dashboard. Enhanced safety is provided by intelligent features. Lane Assist keeps you centered, and of course, cruise control manages speed, and the 360-degree camera simplifies parking, giving you complete visibility. Experience a smooth and responsive drive, perfect for any road, and appreciate the fuel efficiency that keeps you on the move.
The Jolyon Pro is a must-buy SUV. It's the blend of style, technology, safety, and performance all in one package, all in a package that's designed to impress. If you're looking for an SUV that is smart, stylish, and spacious, the Jolyon Pro is worth a serious look. The Jolyon Pro is available in a diverse range of variants, offering customers the flexibility to choose the model that best suits their individual needs and preferences.
Close this off with Haval's comprehensive 7-year or 200,000-kilometer warranty, providing customers with peace of mind and long-term ownership confidence. Experience the future of driving with the new Haval Jolyon Pro, available exclusively from Zimoco. Get yours by sending an email to inquiries@zimoco.co.zw and level up with the Haval Jolyon Pro. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
Hi, you're listening to ZFM Sport. My name's Graham Sharp, and I'm the first Zimbabwean to take on the Dakar Rally in a bike.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Right, we take off in Sri Lanka, where Pakistan have ended a proposed boycott of their T20 World Cup match against India and will play as scheduled on Sunday, as Pakistan would have forfeited the points from their group stage match should it not have gone ahead. In news from Scotland, England scrum half Alex Mitchell has warned his side to be ready to face a hurting Scotland team looking for a reaction after their surprise defeat to Italy in the Six Nations. In England, at the WTA headquarters, Serena Williams has been listed as eligible to return to tennis from the 22nd of February by the sports drug testing body, though it remains unclear whether the 23 times Grand Slam champion will make a stunning comeback to the women's tour. And in the United States, two-time NBA All-Star Game Most Valuable Player Steph Curry will not compete in Sunday's annual showcase due to an ongoing injury to his right knee.
This is hit music.
We take over every summer.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
This is Ed Sheeran.
What's up, guys? It's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
It's Dua Lipa.
This is The Weeknd.
Hey, it's David Guetta.
Let's go.
Set the mood all summer long.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
It's time for the Fan Zone, 0772-168-045. And it's to our messages we go. And guys, if you look at Highlanders, the achievements, the material that they used to achieve, all that the players were not known before they were given a chance to show their skills and qualities, e.g. the famous Boso of 98 to 2002. The players were not known before they came onto the big stage. Most of them were juniors. We just wait to see if Benji will succeed, because coaching history does not really favor him. Right.
And that's the point. I'm always a fan of discovering new talent, discovering new players. We do too little of it in our league. We try to get the finished art. I think it's football all around. Who knows? Let's see what he can cook with this team he's putting together.
This message reads, "Hi guys, I agree with you. Let's wait and see how Benjani does. His first outing as a coach didn't go too well, but like a cool 80s action movie montage with Eye of the Tiger playing in the background, he studied and graduated, so I wish him well." So he reckons that the man bettered himself.
Yeah.
In between taking Izzy Platinum Stars to court for settlement, he's come back a better and brighter coach.
He can only be. Also, remember, he did that stint out with, what was it, Portsmouth, I think it was, where he was a juniors coach, and academy football in England, very competitive. So that would have sharpened him as well. So let's see what he can cook.
Right, we've got another list here from Brian. It's the official Premier Soccer League top five club buses. Yeah, and according to Value and Aesthetics, in fifth place, Caps United. In fourth, Ngezi Platinum Stars.
Okay.
In third, FC Platinum. In second, Highlanders. And in first place, he's got both of Scotland's buses, the Scotland Marco G8 and the Iriza S6.
Yes, they've got two. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That one's cool. But I think you only mark down Caps because of age and familiarity.
Having seen, I don't know about the new Scotland bus, but having been in the previous one, I would say that the Highlanders one is certainly better than the previous
one.
Yeah, certainly. It is a good bus, but this Highlanders one looks the real deal.
Yeah.
And I love that red leather interior as well.
Yeah, the interior is superb. I think the branding was a little...
Yeah,
damp squib.
And white. Yeah. Why go for white when you could have gone for black?
No. Go completely black, have a hard color, make it prominent when it's coming at you.
100%.
Yeah, the branding was underwhelmed.
The branding, the branding is poor. I would give the branding a grand total of 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
3 out of 10. They could have really, that bus would be popping.
Mate.
Yeah.
Mate. Come on, have they seen the Dortmund bus?
Yeah.
Black.
With
yellow popping off. Talking about Borussia Dortmund.
Come on. They could have done something with the branding. They were lazy. They were lazy.
Yeah.
Right, let's go to this message here. It's from Dara Ogam Dimbare in Masasa. And he says, "Hi team, I'm worried about Sage's situation with only Rufaro in Harare, yet we are adding Ngombe Awara. Also, unless of some teams are going to use Hart Stadium, otherwise ground Rajo Rino Parara, Scotland and Ngombe Awara should use Hart. Rentals Kanangoni, then Caps and Dimbare use Rufaro until National Sports Stadium, Yanaka." The debate around facilities, I always feel that clubs get away with a lot, Barry, because it's almost like no one wants to hold the clubs accountable. Everyone holds the league accountable, everyone holds the association accountable, everyone holds councils accountable, but what are the clubs, what efforts are the clubs themselves making to make sure that they have facilities to play in?
Yeah, and
because look at the work that Moores has done.
Yeah,
look at the work that Hard Rock, Ngezi, FC Platinum, Scotland is doing something out in things. But we don't see the other clubs doing that.
Yeah. Particularly the traditional ones. And what I would like to see is the traditional clubs taking ownership. Yes, we've heard about Caps United supposedly having a deal with at Guanzura, but I haven't seen any progress on that, any work being done. I would have thought that this season we would see something there. So yeah, the clubs need to be held accountable.
Right, I've been sent a picture of a Dynamo's bus. I go, it's Dimbare. That looks nice. Looks very nice.
Let me come round.
Come round, yeah. I don't know whether it's Photoshop and so forth.
That's Photoshop.
It's Photoshop,
that's
yeah.
Photoshop.
It's been yeah. And the fact that they'll put Chizungus on the side there is a bit.
Yeah, that's Photoshop.
I don't know.
Or AI.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right, guys. And the branding didn't do this bus justice. It looks ordinary here. They wasted the canvas with the white. I totally agree.
Totally.
Come on, the white, guys. Very poor. Very poor Highlanders. Come on, guys. They could have done a lot better.
They could have even spoken to Sean. He'd have whipped out his brush and gave it a few strokes.
Right, Master Bex, obviously a very cock-a-hoop Man United fan. As the guys, tonight we will collect yet another 3 points. Anzi Naliro Itsuro from Table View. Anzi, yema facilities, my pitch, asquita kuma training grounds, uko, clubs, panaitwa, and awe, Pearson Gavaudze, Batsiru. So, look, let's start there. He mentions training grounds.
Yep.
For me, our clubs cannot even sometimes have decent training grounds.
That's true. That's true. That's
so,
true.
If you can't offer a decent training ground, you got no hope of having a thing.
You got no hope of having a match day venue that of any repute. So I think that clubs don't value enough the facilities.
The value of a playing surface.
No, they don't. They don't, because you find that there are many clubs, and I'm not going to mention names, and we know where many of the Harare clubs train. They get there, and wherever Ziripo and Doziripo, and they'll train. They don't even bother to try and
improve.
Do you know what? There's nothing that says that any club can arrive at a sports club and say, right, guys, we want to hire your facility and we want to train here. But what we're going to do is we're going
to
hire our own groundsman who we are going
to
pay, who's going to take care of this field. The only ask we have is perhaps you can only hire it once a week because the sports club will say, I don't know, Mauti Tura revenue. Fine, you can only hire it once a week on a Saturday. Sunday it must lie fallow, and then we'll come in and train on a Tuesday. There's nothing that says you don't do that, but you don't see any of the clubs doing
anything. What's stopping a professionally run club from saying to a sports club, we are hiring this field out, let's get a deal, this is our field for the next year. For the next 9 months.
We'll defray your losses.
Yeah.
And we'll pay.
Exclusively
for what you'd have earned.
Ours.
Yes.
No
yeah.
one is on this field.
Yeah.
And we'll work with your grounds team to make sure this is kept prim and proper.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But no one does that. Why? Because it doesn't matter. As long as we've got a patch to train on, we're good.
Right. We'll finish off with a couple of messages. And one reads, and can't wait for the new Formula One season. One thing to keep in mind, Lewis has a very quick teammate. Charles will be hard to beat in eco machinery. What's your take on Lewis and Kim? When it comes to sports, do personal relationships influence athletes' performance in their career? What's your thought on that, Barry? What will be the influence of Kim Kardashian in just your own personal opinion?
The truth is, in practical terms, nothing. However, it's the noise around the relationship that starts to then have an impact. And there's way too much noise around the Kim Kardashian-Lewis Hamilton relationship. And that can then shift focus.
All right, let's finish off with a message from Munana. I just hope Highlanders bus will not be ordered to ferry members.
Do you remember though?
Of a certain political party to its rallies.
No, it won't.
Rock it. CFM Stereo is untouchable. The beating drum. The roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on CFM Sport.
All right, shall we talk about the CAF Champions League for a bit now? Rulani Mokoena's MC Alger will not be coming to South Africa for a safari this weekend, but rather for 3 crucial points after beating Al Hilal Umdumam 2-1 in their penultimate CAF Champions League group stage clash. The result has increased the pressure on Mamelodi Sundowns, who must now win their match against Saint-Eloi Lupopo at the TP Mazembe Stadium on Sunday. And you've got to say, the work being done by Rulani Mokoena at MCL Alger is cementing his place as one of the premier coaches in Africa because he's done well with this team.
Look, I think for Rulani, there's a lot of motivation for him.
Yes, not
just because he's going back home to South Africa, but also because he's a guy who sees himself at the very top, at the very pinnacle of African coaching.
Yeah.
And so he knows that, you know what, it's matches like this that just endear him to his current paymasters, because he's done a very good job with this team. I watched a video of one of his team talks. Wow. What a motivator.
Yeah, what a motivator.
What a supreme motivator. Yep. You'd go out there and you'd break limbs.
Run through a wall.
For Rulani.
Yeah.
And about an Arab.
Yeah.
And
you with a translator.
Yeah, with a translator.
With an interpreter.
And you could tell that these guys were psyched up.
Yeah.
And so he's a good coach. Mm. I like, and also the way, and coaching isn't just about results for me. Mm-hmm. I know there are people who say, oh, it's all about results. But the problem now is you end up being like a Mourinho, where you are now sort of like confined to the backwaters of football coaching, because there reaches a time when football becomes more about innovation.
Yes.
Attacking yes. innovation.
Yeah.
How do you break teams down? How do you win matches? That's the era where we are.
Yes.
We exited the era between the years 2005 and up to about 2015, mm-hmm. where it was about how do you keep teams out?
Yeah.
If you keep teams out, you're going to win matches.
Yeah.
And that is why in that era, Mourinho was a success. In that era, Diego Simeone came to the fore. Now, Diego Simeone is having to reimagine himself.
Mm. Mm.
Mourinho has failed to do that.
Yeah.
And that is why Mourinho has suffered failure after failure after failure, because he just hasn't worked out the puzzle now about, okay, how do I win matches? How do I go about and win matches? And Rulani, for me, is a coach that plays the right way and looks to win the right way and also gets results. So I'm just happy for him. I think at some point I see him being Bafana Bafana coach.
Yeah, I agree.
Bafana Bafana coach. Mm. And I think with the talent pool that we see in South Africa now, I think he's going to do a great job.
He'll be successful if he gets to that position. Your results from this past weekend's action in the CAF Champions League. Power Dynamos of Zambia beating RS Berkane 2-0. Berkane, of course, of Morocco. Petro Atletico of Angola drawing with Simba Sports Club of Tanzania 1-1. Pyramids of Egypt, defending champions, beating Rivers United of Nigeria 4-1. JS Kabylie of Algeria drawing with Al Ahly of Egypt 0-0, and then AS Far Rabat of Morocco beating Young Africans 1-0. Young Africans, of course, of Tanzania. Sentelwa Lupopo of the DRC 1-1 draw with Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa, piling a heap of pressure on Miguel Cardozo, the coach of Amasanda Wana.
He likes Slot. He's another one I consider to be lucky, still very lucky to be in a job.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because domestically, the dominance is gone.
Yeah.
On the continent, the results are looking a little bit patchy, and qualification for the next round is in the air if they can't get results against MCLJ, we
could even understand arguments around Sundowns have played a lot of matches and they didn't get enough rest and so forth, but would still be able to see a style of play.
Yes.
Would still be able to see a pattern of play where they are dominant, but the results are not just going their way.
Yeah.
Now with Sundowns, they've lost that dominance, that edge that they used to have, because Sundowns used to dominate games, even games they would lose.
They would lose.
Okay?
They'll be on your throat.
They'll be on your throat, even though the games where a Pirates used to sneak a win here and there, it would be because they've snuck a win.
They've snuck a win,
smash and grab at the end of the game, that sort of thing, and then...
no time for recovery.
Yeah, no time for recovery. But now you are seeing a Pirates dominate Sundowns.
Yeah.
You are seeing small teams go toe-to-toe with Mamelodi Sundowns. So for me, there's been a drop-off even in the way they play.
Yeah, agreed. And that's going to be his demise, because they're all looking at... And if MCLJ beat Mamelodi Sundowns, I believe Chitupachinchapa win.
Yeah, and Pizzo is currently free.
Out of a job, chilling.
Why not the grand reunion? It'll make sense.
God, it'll be amazing. Anyway, let's wait for that to happen. State of the Stade Malien of Mali, 1-0 winners over Esperance de Tunis. Shall we take a look at some Warriors now and what they are doing?
ZFM Stereo is untouchable.
Now, Marvelous Nakamba made his debut for Sheffield Wednesday after coming on as a second-half substitute in the 4-0 defeat to Swansea City in the English Championship. He was introduced in the 62nd minute and played the remainder of the match. They're in choppy waters, Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
In League One, Tawanda Chirewa was not part of the Barnsley team that lost 3-2 to Bolton Wanderers. Reading FC midfielder Andy Rinomota returned to action after a two-month absence due to a personal issue, featuring for the club's under-21s and getting his minutes in. In Belgium, Bill Antonio made his second league start of the season and his first in 3 months after featuring KV Mechelen's 2-0 win over Royal Antwerp. He played as a right midfielder and was on the pitch for 71 minutes. That's very interesting in terms of positional change. Let's see how that goes. Italy-based fullback Jordan Zemura was also started for Udinese in their 2-1 loss to Lecce in Serie A.
Especially in the first half, he faded after the 70th minute,
mm-hmm.
and Udinese, they dropped deep. I ended up losing that game in the dying minutes.
Yeah.
What is Lamek Banda or something? Zambian fella scored a gorgeous free kick.
Oh, wow.
For Lecce, but I was very impressed with Zamora. Mm. In fact, when he went to halftime, statistically, he was actually the highest rated player on the pitch.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah, so he's in good nick. In France, midfielder Marshall Minetti came on as a halftime substitute as FC Paris played out a goalless draw against Ager Auxerre. Remember Auxerre? Benjani. Used to play in that parish. Jonah Fabish was also in action over the weekend as the FC... His team. what do you call them?
FC IU.
IU, okay. FC IU drew nil all with Saarbrücken. I knew Saarbrücken.
Yeah, Saarbrücken.
In the German third league. Now, Tawandas Maswani says Motherwell were not in action over the weekend after their Scottish Premiership fixture against Dundee was postponed. That's the only reason he didn't score this past weekend.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable.
All right, the London Stadium hosts a fascinating Premier League scrap between two rejuvenated outfits tonight when West Ham United welcome Manchester United to the capital. The Irons seek a fifth win from six games in midweek after Saturday's 2-0 triumph over Burnley, shortly after the Red Devils bested 10 Tottenham Hotspur by the same scoreline. Let's get the pre-match thoughts. In fact, we don't have time for that, but Mike, this one is a tricky one, and I know United fans are going to say, Win. Oh, that's all we do. But this one is tricky.
It's tricky. But these are the games that Carrick has to win to show that, you know what, it just wasn't a new manager bounce. West Ham, they've turned it around, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Because at one point, it looked like it was running away from them. Mm. But they've given themselves a chance. And that desperation, I think, is what could work against United. Because West Ham will know that, you know what, they have to keep on winning in order just to claw their way back into a position of relative safety, or a position where they can strike for safety in the remaining matches of the season. But United will know that if they play well, if they play their best football like they have been playing over the last four games, they should be able to win this.
100%.
If Bruno is on form, if Casemiro is displays any of the form that he has shown, and of course the goals keep flowing for the two white players, Mbeumo and Cunha, then I can't see past United for the victory. Might be a tough game, but United definitely good value for the points.
Going to be the longest 90 minutes for that fella who promised he wouldn't cut his hair until United won five straight games. Because this one is the one. This one
especially
is
West Ham score first.
Oh my days, that's going to be a long night for him. Anyway, rest of tonight's matches: Chelsea versus Leeds, Everton versus Bournemouth, and Tottenham versus Newcastle. We're back tomorrow for Wacky Wednesday. It'll be properly Wacky Wednesday this time. Not the preview as we gave
you. You reckon we'll any discussion of Scotland's new partnership?
Yes.
We saw Durban City, what is he, board member?
Board
Pound?
Member. Yes,
Sunday. Sunday, yes, with the Cadodia. from Durban City.
I don't know, the CEO at Durban City.
Cadodia.
May God richly bless you. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Melandy, out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it wasn't Venus, so thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport on CFM Stereo. My station, your station. We'll be right back.